Hare Krishna. Welcome to our Monday Alachua Hare Krishna Temple's program. Now we are going to discuss Srila Prabhupada's commentary on Srimad Bhagavatam. But before that, we are going to sing Jai Radha Madhava. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari. Gopi jana balabha giri baradhari. Gopi jana balabha giri baradhari. Yashoda nandana braja janaranjana. Yashoda nandana braja janaranjana. Yashoda nandana Raja Janaranjana. Jamuna Tira Banachari. Jamuna Tira Banachari. Madhava Kunja Bihari. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Rama Hare Rama, Rama Rama Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Thank you. Prabhupada Jaya Prabhupada Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Prabhupada Ki Jai Guru Parampara Ki Jai Srimad Bhagavatam class ki jai Sri Sri Gornita Adarshan Sundar Krishna Balaram Darshanarti ki jai Srila Prabhupada's Guru Puja ki jai Samabhata Vaishnava Vrinda ki jai Nitai Gaur Pramanande Hari Hari Bo All glories to the assembled devotees Hare Krishna All glories to the assembled devotees Hare Krishna All glories to the assembled devotees Hare Krishna All glories, all glories, all glories to Sri Sri Guru and Gauranga, all glories to Srila Prabhupada. Om Vishnu Padaya. Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharini Vishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Vishatari. So today, Monday, we are serving Srimad Bhagavatam, first canto, chapter 10. There's three verses, so first two we are going to recite together, and the 36 last verse, this is the last verse of this chapter. So before that, we invoke the mercy of Bhagavatam self. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo
Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Narayanam Namaskritam Narancaiva Narottamam Devim Sarasatim Vyasam Tato Jayam Mudirayet. Before reciting this Srimad Bhagavatam, which is our very means of conquest, we should offer respectful obeisances unto the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Narayan, and unto Naranaran Rishi, the supermost human being, and unto Divine Mother Saraswati, the Goddess of Learning, and unto Srila Vyasdev, the author, original author, and Srila Prabhupada, the translator and purport giver. Nasto prayesu abhadresu nittam bhagavata sevaya bhagavati uttama sloke bhaktir bhavati naistaki. By regular attendance in Srimad Bhagavatam classes and by rendering Srila Prabhupada's Guru Puja every day, all that is troublesome to the heart is almost completely destroyed, and loving service unto the Sri Krishna, Supreme Personality of Godhead, which is praised with transcendental songs, is established as an irrevocable fact. So we are chanting 34 and 35 together. So just to give a little outline, that out of profound affection for Lord Krishna, the Pandavas, who were the Kuru dynasty, in other words, they were coronated as a new ruler, which was wanted by everyone, accompanied the Lord a considerable distance, and you can imagine the whole scenery, to see him off. And they were overwhelmed with the thought of future separation. The Lord, however, persuaded them to return home, and he proceeded towards Dwarka with his dear companions. So Lord was not alone. Prabhupada always mentioned Lord is always surrounded, just like a king, I mean president, I won't say the name. When president of America goes somewhere, he has a bodyguard, he has a secretary, he has a photographer, he has a probably thousands of police officers all are like guarding. And the preparation of the place that he will be going is like so big elaboration. So this tiny puny one president of big countries accompanied by thousands of people, imagine the king of all kings, Supreme Lord, when he goes, how many people goes? And imagine he is coming to Alachua, your house, and you're going to feed all those people. Of course, you have to make the special room, beddings, everything for Krishna, just prepare. So how the Lord went to, what are the city, provinces he went? So this is the two verses. And we are going to recite together. Kuru Jangala Panchalan Surasena Sayamunam Brahma Vartam Kuru Shetram Matsan Sarat Satamatha Marudhanvan Atikramma Sovira Virayo Paran Anartan Bargo Pavago Pavagak Sannat Taho Manag Vibhu. So there is a 13 places I counted this morning that at least mentioned, plus more, means 13 places at least Sukhdev Goswami wants us to focus. So translation. O Sonaka, the Lord then proceeded towards Kuru Jangala, Panchala, Surasena, the land on the bank of the river Jamuna, Brahmarbarta, Kurukshetra, Matsa, Sarasatta, the province of the desert, and the land of scanty water. After crossing these provinces, he gradually reached the Sovira and Avira. Sovira is Saurashtra, and Avira is Gujarat, part of Gujarat. Then, west of these, reached Dwarka at last. Okay. There is a purport. Srila Prabhupada gave. We'll come back. 36. Tatra tatra, tatra tatra means different places. Ha, it so happened. Tatra tai, by local inhabitants. Hari, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, pratudata or hanat, or hanaha, being offered presentation and worshipful regards. Pratudat Arhana Arhana. So that includes welcoming, then worshipping, then offering presentation. Three. Sayam, the evening, bheje, having overtaken, disham, direction, paschat, western. Gavista, the sun in the sky, gam, to the ocean. Gata, having gone, tada, at that time. Tatra tatraha tatraitair. Hari prat. Tuddhatarhanah Sayam bheje disham paschat Gavisto gam gatastada. Please chant. tatra tatra ha tatrai tai
hari
pratudatahanaha
sayam
bheje disham pascha
ravisto gam gatastada
tatra tatra ha tatra ete
hari
pratudatahana
sayam bheje disham pascha
ravisto gam gatastada
tatra tatra ha tatra ete
hari pattu datar sayam
deje disham pascha
sayam deje
disham pascha
tatra tatra at different place. Oh, we did that translation and purport by His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada. Translation: on his journey through these provinces, he was welcomed, worshipped, and given various presentations. In the evening, in all places, the Lord suspended his journey to perform evening rites. This was regularly observed after sunset. I'm going to read the purport of previous verse and then come back to this. The provinces passed over by the Lord in those days were differently named, but the direction given is sufficient to indicate that he traveled through Delhi, Punjab, Rajasthan, Madhya Pradesh, Saurashtra, and Gujarat, and at last reach his home province at Dwarka. We do not gain any profit simply by researching the analogous provinces of those days up to now, but it appears that the desert of Rajasthan and the provinces of scanty water like Madhya Pradesh were present even 5,000 years ago. The theory of soil expert that the desert developed in recent years is not supported by the statements of Bhagavatam. We may leave the matter for expert geologists to research, because the changing universe has different phases of geological development. We are satisfied that the Lord has now reached his own province, Dwarka Dham, from the Kuru province. Kurukshetra continues to exist since the Vedic age. It is sheer foolishness when interprets ignore or deny the existence of Kurukshetra. Om Ajnana Timirandhasa Kenanjana Salakaya Chakshurun Militam Jena Tasmai Sri Guruve Namah Sri Chaitanya Manovistam Stapitam Jena Bhutale Shayam Rupa Kadamahayam Dadati Shapadantikam Vandeham Sri Guru Sri Juta Pada Kamalam Sri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Sri Rupam Sagra Jatam Sagana Raghunathanitam Tam Sajivam Sadaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Sri Vishakantamscha Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prestaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Saminiti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Sunnavadi Paschatta Deshatarine Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Sivasadi Gauravakta Vrinda Panchakalpa Taruvyascha Kripa Sindhu Bhayevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namo Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare So the first sloka verses two words together Srila Prabhupada gave importance to the topics of desert Marubhumi and Prabhupada gave a half of the purport is just for that. So I was wondering that how do we compare that, Prabhupada giving importance to that, because our heart is also like desert. At present we are searching after joyous feeling, like one who searches for a glass of water in the midst of desert. But by dedication, we shall find that we are in an ocean of joy, or in other words, bhakti, rasa amrita sindhu, whose soothing sweetness is increasing at every moment. Also, in Mahabharata, there is a big details given about the desert. I guess that's why Prabhupada giving so much importance also the desert. And if you remember the Khandava Prastha, how it turned into Indra Prastha. And the commentary given that this desert became like a Vaikuntha. How desert? So our heart is like desert, it also turned into Vaikuntha or Golok Vrindavan. Depends your destination. And just because the Pandavas was in a dedicated service mood to the Lord, and Lord was backing their decision, and they turned this Khandaprastha to Indraprastha. Here in Mahabharata, I'm going to read a little bit here. It says, when Pandavas, they came back, then Bhishma Dev, all other seniors, they approach King Dhritarashtra. And Dhritarashtra spoke to them that time, listen, O Yudhishthir, to what I have to say, I want you to recite in Khandava Prastha. If you don't like somebody, if he's asking for a glass of water, and if you put some poison in the water, because you don't like that person, but he's asking for drinking water, won't you feel like guilty? Dhritarashtra, you may say Dhritarashtra did not have an eye from birth, he didn't know. But he was well informed. It was not his decision. It was Duryodhana's decision. But Dhritarashtra is the king, so he's deciding. So he said to Yudhishthira Maharaj, what I have to say, I want you to reside in Khandava Prastha so that no quarrels may arise between yourselves and my sons. I'm sure if you live there, no harm will come to you. Protected as you are by the strong arms of Partha, means Arjuna, you may rule over this half of the kingdom. In other words, that part of the kingdom, nobody grow anything, nobody ever goes there, it's all desert. Desert also is not some fun place, like it literally is like a torture place. It's so hot, nothing is there, it's only rocks, mountains, that's all, it's all rocks. But let's see what happened. I'm sure if you live there, no harm will come to you. As protected as you are by strong arms of Partha, you may rule over this half of the kingdom. Agreeing to the commands of their uncle, the Pandavas made arrangement to travel to Khandava Prastha. After Yudhishthir was crowned the king of Khandava Prastha, he, along with his brother and their beautiful queen, set out for the tract of land. The history behind this half of the kingdom is that at one time it had been the capital of the Kuru ancestors. You're talking about thousands and thousands of years back. But due to the curse of the rishis, it had turned into a barren waste. Nothing would grow there and no animals lived there. As far as the eye could see, there was nothing but desert. Lord Krishna had accompanied the Pandavas and upon seeing the situation, summoned Indra, the king of heaven, and ordered him, the Kuru monarch has magnanimously given this tract of land to the Pandavas. I want you to pour rain over this entire region and make it beautiful. Make it so fertile that the finest fruit trees, most fragrant flowers will grow in this region. Also the finest crops should grow in the land of Khandava Prastha. From this time on, because you will beautify this region, it will be known as Indraprastha. Make it as beautiful as Indraloka. Lord Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, then called for Vishwakarma and ordered him to construct a city for the Pandavas. By his mystic power, Vishwakarma was able to construct a beautiful city that was dazzling in all respects. Vyasadeva was there to consecrate the new city with the mantras from the Vedic hymns. The city was indeed beautiful with its nicely aligned roads and symmetrical houses. The mansion were made of first-class marbles, and the walls, inside and out, were embedded with precious gems. At different places within the city, there were gardens of a transcendental nature. Within the gardens were small lakes decorated with different colors of lotus flowers. These gardens were filled with fruit trees of every description and beautiful birds such as peacock, cuckoos, parrots, and chakrabakas were seen here and there. Chakrabakas is like something like flamingos, I think. I'm not sure, but something like that. When the city was complete, men and women from all classes came to live under the protection of the saintly sons of Pritha. All these citizens were pious and devoted to the cause of the Pandavas. With Lord Krishna living in the city as the most beautiful ornament, Indraprastha appeared like Vaikuntha, spiritual world. So what do we learn from it? Any conclusion? Choosing Krishna, this is my conclusion. Choosing Krishna empower us to make better choice in life, and you will never suffer. Of course, there's the other side. It made envy. Kauravas could not believe the desert became like Vaikuntha. Of course, that is there in the material world. In the spiritual world, you don't have that. Then, text 36, the purport Srila Prabhupada gave. It is said here that the Lord observed the religious principle regularly while he was on the journey. There are certain philosophical speculations that even the Lord is under the obligations of fruitive action. But actually, this is not the case. He does not depend on the action of any good or bad work. Since the Lord is absolute, everything done by him is good for everyone. But when he descends on earth, he acts for the protection of the devotees and for the annihilation of the impious non-devotees. Although he has no obligatory duty, still he does everything so that others may follow. That is the way of factual teaching. One must act properly himself and teach the same to others. Otherwise, no one will accept one's blind teachings. He is himself the awarder of fruitive results. He is self-sufficient, and yet he acts according to the rulings of the revealed scriptures in order to teach us the process. If he does not do so, the common man go wrong. But in the advanced stage, when one can understand the transcendental nature of the Lord, one does not try to imitate him. This is not possible. The Lord in human society does what is the duty of everyone. But sometimes he does something extraordinary and not to be imitated by the living being. His acts of evening prayers, as stated herein, must be followed by the living being. But it is not possible to follow his mountain lifting or dancing with the gopis. Where one cannot imitate the sun, which can exhaust water even from a filthy place, the most powerful can do something which is all good, but our imitation of such act will put us into endless difficulty. Therefore, in all actions, the experienced guide, the spiritual master, who is the manifested mercy of the Lord, should always be consulted, and the path of progress will be assured. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. So Prabhupada mentioned few times, whenever he mentioned, repeat something in the purport, it must be very big significance. Is imitation bad? Why Prabhupada said imitation 3 times? Is imitation bad or good? Some help I need from the audience. Good and bad. Mother Sri Devi?
Don't we say like we should follow, not imitate?
We should follow but not imitate. Yeah, that's also true. So, I thought, if you all remember, there used to be a devotee named Ishan Prabhu. He didn't come for a few years, but he used to come every year, once a year, to Alachua. He is the devotee who Prabhupada instructed to make the mridanga. So he told me a story that he was imitating Prabhupada's voice in Mayapur. And he was chanting, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. I'm not exactly doing that, but his voice is like that. He has a heavy voice. So Prabhupada came out on the Lotus Building third floor, on the railing, and he asked Bhavananda Maharaj that time, said, who is that? He said, Prabhupada, that's Ishan. He's imitating your voice because he doesn't know how to sing. So Prabhupada was listening for a few minutes, but Ishan Prabhu didn't see that Prabhupada is listening from upstairs. So after some time, Prabhupada said, that's very good. Encourage him, he should continue. So I guess, then you look at also, you can look at also Putana's story, every Acharya gives. Putana, she's not just a Rakshasi, she's a Kotara Rakshasi. There's a whole explanation given how 14 types of Rakshasi. Amongst the 14, there is a gradation. Rakshasi means they are man-eater. They eat human flesh. Just like this devotee, I won't say the name. In Vrindavan, 2 years back, I was there. Prithu Prabhu was explaining that he went to a beautiful temple we had. You know, we have one self-sufficient temple in ISKCON. Not many. There's two types of management, risk management and preventative management. So one preventative management, one temple is in Nairobi, self-sufficient. They took over the village. They have a school. They have everything you can imagine. It's beautiful. So this Nisinga Maharaj, we were in the airport, we were talking, and he was explaining that how everything came along. So beautiful, that temple. But there is one pujari, I won't say the name because you may meet him in future. So this Prabhu was giving class. He said, you know, Prabhupada is so merciful. Even demons, Mayavadi, they are joining. Who knows, maybe Rakshasas are also joining. Everybody understands, Rakshasa means they eat human flesh. So the head pujari, he says, well, before I joined, I ate my grandfather too. He said, what? He said, well, in our culture, that when the body becomes over 80, they put a hook on the back of a Hare Krishna, what's wrong with you? It's okay. That's what the culture they had. So they go in a circle, and all the you know, relative friends, they all come. And because today is going to have a feast, and this old papa or whatever you call grandpa, and until he's dead, they're going to circulate him, and then he's dead, and then they do with his body a big feast, and everybody share. And so he said, I ate that, and then I read book, and then I became a devotee. And his head pujari. So, Srila Prabhupada ki jai, I would say. It's unbelievable. Even Prabhupada made this rakshasa. I mean, he didn't even think it was anything wrong until he came to the, you know, devotional path. Anyway, so Putana, she was imitating as like a divine Lakshmi. That's why Mother Yashoda and Rohini Maiya, they were there near Krishna in the crib. They did not oppose. Why? Because they thought, our son is so beautiful. Why not Lakshmi comes and meet and want to look at him? So they allowed. But then at the end, she got the blessing to become a Dhatri Uchita. Dhatri Uchita means in Vedic culture, every mother used to have a nurse who also give breast milk. So she became a breast milk giver nurse mother in Golok Vrindavan. It was very interesting. Radha Govinda Maharaj was mentioning, can you imagine to do your bhajan in a temple where you know the other lady now serving in the same house, but she was about to kill your son. That was her intention. But now she became a pure, gave up, would you hold some grudge against? In Golok Vrindavan, Mother Yashoda is there and Putana is also there in the same house as a mother nurse. So very interestingly, Maharaj says, this is we have to learn that when soul becomes pure, none of the impression, but even, you know, I mean, that's maybe a little weird. I was thinking like, okay, if Putana is given, I don't know her new name, Dhatri Uchita, we'll call Dhatri. that's how Prabhupada translated it. Dhatri means nursing mother. So Dhatri, she is there in Golok Vrindavan with Mother Yashoda. And Mother Yashoda, Sanatana Goswami Pad writes, once in a while, she remembers this impression of Putana coming. So she gets scared and she grabs Krishna and she so tightly embraces and kisses his head and she starts crying, oh, that witch, that was so scary. If you wonder if Putana was, I mean, she's there now, if she ever know that she was that lady, how she would feel in that room. Maybe, I don't know, it's just a speculation, but it's very interesting. If Krishna will ever let us know how horrible I was when I became pure, and the person maybe I hated the most, and I'm going to like face it there as a best friend. I mean, Mother Yashoda and Putana in the same house, same room, taking care of Krishna every day. How far out there? This is very interesting. This is called Krishna consciousness. Such a wonderful. So in this journey today, I thought, what is the difference that you have an altar, you have a temple, versus Krishna coming to your house? So three things all the householder did. They welcomed him, then they worshipped him, and then they gave gifts, present, and then Krishna stayed there. Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur writes, sometimes he stayed 2-3 days because of their love. So we can think very deeply that what brought Krishna to somebody's house? It didn't say how many houses he went. He stayed 2-3 days in each house. Who knows how long he spent? And so many provinces given. So first thing, how do we welcome? How do you welcome to somebody? What is the first ingredient?
Smile on your face.
Smile. Very good. Thank you, Mother Madhumati. You smile. Imagine if you don't like to see the person and that person wants to come and stay with you. How you? I don't know. It's like very weird. So you smile. Very good. Then? Sweet words. Thank you. This is a practice we need to... What happens if Krishna really comes in your house? So, well, we don't have much time. But at least some idea should be there. In Nectar of Devotion, chapter 18 and 19, I was speaking on that two chapters for a few days in New Orleans, Zoom class, that how to prepare to welcome Krishna in our heart. Is Krishna in our heart, or we are going to welcome Krishna in our heart? What are you going to think about it? You think. They have a deity in their house, but now Krishna is coming. Is the deity and Krishna are same? I mean, that logic was given to Gauridas Pandit. Mahaprabhu says, Gauridas, I did not appear here to stay in your altar. I have to go out and preach. Me and Nitai, we are leaving. No, 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 he said, I'll die if you leave. So they created the deity, right? And then Gauridas said to, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told to Gauridas, okay, you have the deity, duplicate of us, so you worship the deity. He said, no, I don't care about the deity, I care you. So Mahaprabhu says, okay, Nitai, he wants us to stay. Then they stayed, and guess what? The DTU happened. They started walking out. Then Goridas ran. Wait, why are you going? He said, no, they are here. He said, no, you have to stay. He said, okay, we'll stay here. And the DT started walking. So this play happened 3-4 times. Then he forgot which was original, because they both look same. Till today, you can go and see those DT. I went a couple times with Jayapataka Maharaj, early days. We used to go to visit different temples. So similarly, is Krishna in your heart or Krishna going to enter?
Enter.
Very good. Krishna is already in our heart. That is true. But when affection arises, it causes our attention. And that attention ignites attraction of Krishna. Krishna will be attracted when we give attention. But attention will not come until affection develops. So it's like a sequence. I have an eternal enemy with Krishna as a time. But I should not say that, someday maybe Krishna will punish me for that. But I would suggest if you can read the Nectar of Devotion, chapter 18 and 19, you can see there's a nine ingredients within your heart will arise in you. The verse goes, beautiful verse, skanti abhyartha kalattam virakti mana sunnata asa bandha samutkanta nama gane sadaruchi asakti tad gunakkhane priti tad visati stale iti adya priti ankurajana. Priti, the word priti means, how do you know you are prepared or you are advancing to receive Krishna in your heart? These are the nine symptoms. First is kanti. So one example is given, like a mother who is so much in love with her baby while the baby in the tummy. Baby didn't come out yet. But she is falling in love with the baby. You think the mother has to learn from the school or outside to love the baby, or baby, it's a natural? Which one? Somebody? Oh, you have experience, thank you. Yes, it is natural. So, whether we have a love for Krishna or not, these are the nine symptoms. Because of the time, I won't say, you can read this, but a simple explanation is that Prabhupada quoted this verse many times to his disciple. I made a little note, and actually, one should see in their life how much they have developed affection for the Lord. So very short, the number one, skanti means tolerance. Abhartha kalattam means concern that no time is wasted. Virakti is detachment from unnecessary things of this world. Manasunnata, freedom from pride. Asabandha, bound by hope. Utkanta, deep longing. Namagane sadarochi, tasting Sri Hari name or talking about Krishna. Asakti tat gunakkhane, very expert to glorify the Lord. Tat basati stale, and has a affection for the holy places or the temple. Like if you feel attraction within your heart right now, ask, do you feel happy to come to temple? Can you raise hand? I just want to see the raising. Who loves to come to temple?
Haribo.
Like if you don't come to temple for a few days, do you feel like you're missing a big thing? Yes? Can you raise hand just so I can see? Thank you. This is a sign, one of the signs that you do have an affection. This is one of the nine symptoms. At least you can check, like how many. Like if you are about to go to Vrindavan every year, you love that place, and if you cannot go for a few years and you feel like, oh, this is horrible, I want to go. You feel like this. Same thing with the temple. If you feel like to come to temple every day, and if you don't come for some time, Maya is such a tricky, she will like cover you up. You won't even remember. So if you feel some attraction, this is one symptom. Skanti, tolerance. Well, that's a vast subject. I'll just read. Ask you. Like Jarabharat, we can read those. There are many pastimes, Haridas Thakur's tolerance. And if you want to share any of your, we have only 6 minutes. A good example is Devaki. Devaki tolerated, Krishna will come, number 8 child. I know it's a little weird question, but if I ask you a question, would you act like Devaki, that your 8th child will be God, Krishna, but previous to that, you will have a miscarriage, 7th child, and the 6th child, one by one, that this big demon, your brother, he will come and smash the head of the baby right in front of you in a big rock slab. Are you eager to have Krishna as a number 8th child? Can you raise hand who said yes? I could not see. One. Wow. Thank you. I pay respect. Your feet. That's very rare. But yes, when your affection is so deep, and now you may say, well, who are the 6 children? These are the attachment we have. Lust, greed, anger, madness, illusion, and envy. It's easy to say these are bad, but is it easy to give up? No, because we don't want to give up. Maybe you all gave up, but I ask myself, it's not easy. But they come in a form of affection, like a children. So Devaki literally gave up. Actually, even Prabhupada said resentment actually of reality hurts more. And we see many examples like this. Skanti. Abhartha kalottam. When you get free time, what do you do? I mean, there is no free time. I'm just saying that part. Do you feel attraction like you want to hear some bhajan? Do you feel like to speak about Krishna? Well, if nobody's there in the room, well, like you want to read something? Do you feel like this? Can you raise hands? Just when I say you have nothing to do right now, for another hour or something. Do you feel automatically attraction? You want to hear some bhajan or Prabhupada's lecture or some reading some books. Can you raise hand if you feel like that? I just want to see. Very good. Very good. That means you are advancing. These are practical application I'm just trying to put. The third one is virakti. Even if you have 1 hour time, there is a nice Hindi movie, Bollywood or Hollywood, whatever. But you feel like, do you feel like this? Can you raise hand? I just want to see. Like you don't want to watch ads. No, I'm not saying it's bad or good. I'm just saying whatever, or some funny, weird show. Would you like to watch it or you don't feel like to watch? If you don't feel like to watch, raise hand. I just want to see. Well, this Alachwa community already has a very advanced. This is very nice. This is what virakti means. Means you have an affection for Krishna. These are not, how it is related? Well, Rupa Goswami Pad said, these are the sign that you don't have. Okay. I'm almost done. The number 4, Manasunnata. If somebody, this is a fact, if somebody really tried to glorify, Mother Madhumati is great, she's this, she cooks the best. Actually, they do. When first time I went to see Shesha Prabhu, he gave me a sweet. Till today, I never ate that kind of sweet. I asked Shesha Prabhu, who made this? He made it. I don't know when. It's like a burnt cheese or something. I don't know what it is.
It must not be me. I would take sweet.
He is cook? Shesha Prabhu is the cook?
No.
Okay, he got it. He gave me. I mean, still today, I mean, this is almost 10 years or something. I think it's the best sweet I ever got. But I didn't know how to keep it in my mouth or somewhere that I could taste it later. So Manasunnata is, if somebody glorify you so much, after a while, do you feel like, I just don't want to hear this anymore? No, be honest. Do you feel like this? Can you raise your hand? I won't say the name. Wow, this is far out, this is very good. This is what Manasunnata means. You really want to hear the glory of others, not your own. Very nice. You all are graduating. I mean, to invite Krishna. Krishna will come. The number five is Asha Bandha. Did you ever feel just tired? I still have to chant. I don't know. No, I'm going to chant. Even though I'm tired, even though I need to rest, but you just gave up that idea, you want to chant. And you really want to finish your rounds. Did you ever do that? Do you feel like do that? Or you just go to sleep? If you go to sleep, raise hand. And if you say, no, I'm going to chant, finish my rounds, raise hand. Wow, wonderful, wonderful.
It's half and half, sometimes, sometimes.
Okay, then sometimes, sometimes. Krishna is coming and he's also waiting where she's not ready yet. So if you say sometimes, sometimes, means Krishna is waiting halfway. And I back up my opinion with that verse. Utpanna rataya samman sammak anupagata Krishna shakshat krito yugga sa sadhaka purikirtita. Rupa Goswami says Krishna shakshat krito yugga. You are eligible to see Krishna if you have this. And you can look at in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, beautiful. I was so fascinated, I'm still fascinated about that verse. Number six, I'm taking over time. Number six is deep longing. Did you ever feel like, oh, why I don't have this taste? Why? Nobody's there in your room or in your car, you're driving. I wish I would have like a real taste, like more than eating, meeting, all these things. I wish I would. Did you ever feel like? No, genuinely, can you raise hand, whoever felt? I did. I cried even one. I should not say that. Very good. Very good. Where am I going to go? I will just stay here. The majorities are advanced. So this is called Utkanta, and that attracts Krishna to come in your heart. The next one, there's a huge explanation with the story, how it actually happened. Number seven is Namagane Sadaruchi. You are so addicted to hear that particular bhajan or that Prabhupada lecture, you want to hear it again, one more time, one more time. Did you ever felt like that? Wow, very good. This is unbelievable. This is, you are thinking of, you're going to Vrindavan to see a great sadhus, they are here in Alachua. Number eight, it's only two more left. Asakti tad guna akhan. Asakti tad guna akhane, like you heard something or you read something. You're like so eager to tell your daughter or son or your friend. You like can't hold it. Like you want to call somebody to tell them. Did you ever feel that? Raise hand. Yes. Look at majority raise hand. You cannot see. I can see the hand. It's unbelievable. This is called Asakti tad guna akhane. Asakti means you have some attachment. Okay, the last one. Priti tad bhasati stale. If you ever felt like whenever I meet this devotee or that atmosphere of Harikatha or that devotee, it just, I feel so good. I feel close to Prabhupada, I feel close to Krishna, I feel close to like myself, what I want in spiritual life. I like that devotee association or something. Did you ever felt like this? You are acted? Can you raise hand? 100%, 100%, not anybody missing. Thank you, congratulations. Krishna is going to enter in your heart. And if you want, guarantee, I give guarantee because I trust Rupa Goswami Pad's opinion. I'm going to quote that verse again. It says, Utpanna Rataya, Rata means attachment, Rati, Bhav. Utpanna Rataya Samman, Narvigna Anupagata. This is beautiful explanation, but in a short, that you may have a stumble in or fail in your practice, in your sadhana. Vigna. Vigna means there is a challenge, there will be struggle. But nonetheless, Krishna sakshat krito yugga, you are eligible to see Krishna, Rupa Goswami Pad says. Not by your own, but because you have developed this and Krishna already paying attention, you may meet Krishna any moment. within your heart or within your vision, within your... Now you may say, what is the big deal about this meeting Krishna? We see the deity here, but there's a big deal. There's a... Krishna, I'm sorry, bear with me, just 2 minutes I'll finish it, I promise. Bhaktivinoda Thakur gave a big commentary that in our sadhaka life we struggle with desire for enjoyment, sex, watching karmi things or whatever, or aspiring to have a bigger house or better facility or whatever. Bhaktivinoda Thakur write that there is a famous verse, I'm just thinking how to squeeze it. Aprarabdha phalam papam kutam bijam phalam mukam kramena iva praliyate vishnu bhakti ratatmana. That how this chanting bhakti and our mangalarti, this hearing this, how this will actually destroy all our sinful nature and offense, everything will be destroyed. He gave a very tight purport by his anuvashya, and Chaitanya Chaitanya verse is there. Kintu prarabdha karva kabu nahi khaye phalabhuga bina kabu brahmabhuta ji phalabhuga lagi janama marana labu. Kintu ohe naam tabaspurti hale ekanti janera ara prarabdha or prarabdha kichu nahi thake vedagaye bara bara. The moment Krishna really gives a little glimpse in your heart, one time, spurti, it's called spurti, you really saw Krishna, all your previous anything and everything finished, destroyed forever. So it is important to have a darshan of Krishna in this life right now. And these are the 9 symptoms. And when 9 symptoms mature, definitely you are seeing Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Anybody has anything? Can we have a microphone?
Prabhupada, Prabhu, I have to ask you a question, which is actually a comment, but a question. Is there any verse in the Srimad Bhagavatam, CC, or any of our scriptures that you don't feel excited about and enlivened and want to share with everybody and give your heart to everybody with that verse? That's a question or a comment? I don't know, but...
I am begging your mercy so I can find that taste always. Thank you for mercy. Yes, Mother.
Thank you. So we know that Krishna in the form of super soul is in every living entity's heart, you know, always. Even the ones who haven't turned to Krishna yet. And he's awarding the fruit of results and he's witnessing. So when we reach a certain stage in our devotion, the Krishna that enters the heart is actually, we're not talking about super soul, we're talking about our Ishtadev entering the heart. So it's like
yes.
A distinction.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur in Hari Vamsa, you know, there's a 2 versions of Krishna's appearance in Vrindavan. One version is that Krishna came from Mathura. Another version, Hari Vamsa says, that Krishna actually appeared from the womb of Mother Yashoda. He came out, but Vasudev Maharaj did not see him when he came. So Hari Vamsa says that when Vasudev Maharaj placed his son Vasudev, and Mother Yashoda was kind of a long labor, or what do you call hard labor, and she kind of went unconscious, so nobody knew Vasudev Maharaj. That time she already had Krishna, origin Krishna. They merged. So the commentary given Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur that we have super soul, we also inviting Krishna, the Krishna we want, where there is a Swakharas or Madhurjaras. When that Krishna comes, then super soul merges in him. It makes it very nice, isn't it? Thank you.
Thank you. Wow. It's amazing.
Any other? No? Śrīla Prabhupāda ki jāy, vanchākalpatru vishya ki pāsindu vayuccha vatītānam pāpunibhva vishnu. Hari Hari.